Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. This special 25-episode podcast collection is selected from live recordings of my lectures, workshops, and speaking engagements. A companion video edition of this series is available through my new Maister Moments videocast. The entire Maister Moments video collection is also available in a special DVD compilation, which can be found at my website, davidmaister.com. A crucial difference in our style in dealing with the world is whether we deal with other people as us, part of the same relationship, or whether or not we're always thinking of them as them, people who are on the other side, people from whom we want things. They are adversaries. The following clip tries to illustrate that distinction. No matter what it was you want in life, whether it's actually riches, or maybe it's nothing to do with money, you just want the chance to make a contribution, or you want fame, or you want love, or to be really jokey and silly about it, maybe it's not love, you just want to sleep with somebody different every night of your life. You're allowed your own goals. But the point is this, no matter which goal you have, the insight for me was another human being has to give it to you. What a dirty mind she's got. But are you with me on that point? It doesn't... If you think about that, unless you're Gauguin starving in Tahiti, right? Whether it's make a contribution, or it's money, or it's fame, or it's love, or anything else, the essence of it is you cannot get what you want unless other human beings willingly give you what you want. Are you with me? And that gives you one of two choices in life, which is the one question you then have to answer, is a core question, regardless of what it is that I want in life. It's not about difference between being for profit or not for profit. That turns out not to be the essential difference. The essential difference is, do you know how to get another human being to give you what you want? And a lot of people view them as them. Silly sentence, but am I making my point? You know, clients are them, staff are them, headquarters, including Bill Novelli, is them. Everybody's them. And if you think all the time about them, my analysis is that you're likely to get less out of them if you're always thinking of them as them. If you create emotional distance between you and the other person that you want to get something from, then the likelihood they're going to give you what you want goes down. In other words, there's two ways of going through life. One is being good at relationships, otherwise known as romance. You ever heard of that, Alan? Yeah? In fact, let me do a test here. Just need to find out. How many of you would say that right now you have one of the best all-time great marriages? Okay, so we got 40% of the room. We got some evidence. Because my proposition to you is that everything we've talked about is about a fundamental human skill, which is how do I build a relationship with people, whether it's in the workplace or out of the workplace, so that they give me more of what I want. Notice I'm not arguing to be self-sacrificing, Alan. I'm just saying the goal is get me more of what I want, but I'm saying the answer lies not in standing there, stomping your little feet, saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. The answer lies in making people want to give you what you want because they're in a relationship with you. The activity you could engage in after listening to this clip is to think through what percentage of the time do you treat other people on a relationship basis, and what percentage of the time do you deal with them as them? And you might want to think about the different directions in which you are pointed. For example, how do you deal with clients according to those two categories? How do you deal with your subordinates according to those two categories? How do you deal with your colleagues according to those two categories? What percentage of your time are you spend in joint activities in relationships? And what percentage of your time are you spending in adversarial activities dealing with them? This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set, from my website, davidmaister.com/store, STORE.
I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.